Take us with you on your Apple CarPlay or Android Auto through your iHeartRadio app. It's The Morning Rush with Bill Carroll on News Talk 580 CFRA and the iHeartRadio Talk Network.
.737, 4 degrees on this Thursday morning. It's April the 18th. Hope you're having a good day. I don't want to talk to you about snow today, but I have to because it came up and it's an idea that may or may not be worth considering. Yeah, I don't have a fully formed opinion on this yet. I have some concerns. I have some questions, but it's an idea my mind is open to, just a crack. A city council member wants rural road partnerships with private snowplows. You know what this is like if you live in an area like I do where you're not downtown and you have your driveway, I still say plowed, but actually it's a snowblower. They come along, they blow the snow off the driveway, and then probably 5 hours later, the city comes by and leaves a snowbank in front of my driveway, which now I have to go out and remove, but thank you very much. But yeah, there's a big gap between getting your driveway done and getting the roads done. I'm sort of generalizing there because I consider myself lucky, I guess, in a way, to be on a street that the city considers to be a priority. And even though it's inside a subdivision, it's, I guess they would call it a collector street of sorts, but it gets plowed very early on. So I actually can't complain about the city and when our street gets plowed. So, you know, the private guy comes along, Miller's Farm, actually they had a fleet of snowblowers. They come by always early, do a great job. The city gets there pretty early on our street too. There are also school buses use it as a route. So it all works very well in my neighborhood, but I understand it doesn't work that way everywhere. And Councillor David Brown says maybe we should look at these private companies who are in the neighborhoods anyway to help out. And David Brown joins me on the line right now. Good morning.
Good morning, Bill. Thanks for having me on.
It is interesting. Probably not inexpensive given what they charged me to do my driveway, but where did this idea come from?
Listening to residents, Bill, and you know, also past historical experience, prior to amalgamation, townships didn't have a lot of financial or tangible resources, so they leaned on the private sector quite a bit to clear roadways during snow events, which is something Ottawa is already doing. We leverage hundreds of private contractors to help manage snow events in the city. And so this isn't out-of-the-box thinking. It's not revolutionary. I'm not building a new wheel. 21 members of council yesterday said, maybe we should look at trying to leverage additional private resources to help narrow that gap between when the snow falls and the city plow makes it to your residential street. And for me, it's pretty common sense. So many thousands of these private contractors hit our residential streets hours before the city does. So why wouldn't we look at an opportunity to leverage them? If they're already there, could they help us out?
Clarify this for me, because I know that there are private companies that do it now and help out municipalities. That happens right across the country. But I assume those were contractors who were set up just to do roads. You know, you got a truck, you put a plow in the front of it, you get a contract with the municipality, and that's what you do. That you're not also doing driveways. You're a private business set up just for that. Am I not right about that?
Bill, I'm sure you are. There are opportunities, though, that I think we need to look at. Just because a tractor for, you know, you mentioned Miller, so I will, great local company, hardworking, and they do a fantastic job. They have multiple resources that they deploy depending on the contract that they have. They do some commercial and a lot of residential. So opening up that door to say, hey, could you meet the city's need? I think it's worth a look. 21 members of the council did as well yesterday. And it isn't about saying, hey, the city's not doing a great job. I think you were very, very complimentary in your comments. The city does a good job. This isn't saying that they're not. It's saying maybe we need to look at trying to narrow that gap and without having to spend a lot of public dollars to do it. Yesterday, I was pretty clear in my comments. We're looking at service enhancement. Is there a way to bring the private sector in over and above that what we already do to see if they can help us? Every snow event, every city councillor gets a phone call. When is the plow coming down my street? I can't get out. this isn't just a rural issue. I can only speak about rural issues. I am not an urban councillor. But we heard these comments yesterday from some of my colleagues that this is a concern downtown. It's a concern in the suburbs, and absolutely it is in the rural area. So let's look at the resources that are already out here.
Yeah, I wish you hadn't pointed out that I was kind in my comments about any kind of government situation and service, because now you just ruined my own reputation and you doubled down on it for me. But no, listen, you got to be honest, right? What works, works. And
yep,
the city is not completely incompetent. We do things very well in this city. And that's, for in my experience, that's something we handle quite well. But of course, there are going to be gaps. It's a massive city geographically. There's no comparison anywhere in the country to having a million people part of one city represented by one council over this great a geographical area. So yeah, we have to get outside the box. How would that fly at City Hall, though, with your current employees, unions, some members of council who are not going to like the idea of privatization? I would think you'd run into some opposition on this.
Certainly, I think that's to be expected, but this is why we've asked staff to go and do a nationwide scan of municipalities. And again, we already contract private services, so this isn't something that we're not already doing. And, you know, to your point, Bill, about the size of the city of Ottawa, the ward that you and I live in is larger than the city of Ottawa, and that's from Stittsville to Orleans, from Parliament Hill to the south side of Barrhaven. It's also bigger than the city of Toronto, and I'm only one of five rural wards. So when you look at the size of the city of Ottawa, I can tell you there is no one-size-fits-all policy that actually works here. And I'm hoping through this term of council, we're going to see some policy tweaks that recognize that it's okay to be different. It's okay to have different needs, and it's okay to address them differently. That's all I'm looking for, is an acknowledgement that what might work in the Glebe might not work in Manotick or Richmond or North Gore or Burt's Rapids, because part of Burt's Rapids is in the city of Ottawa. We need to look at the resources that we're using to clear snow on residential streets. We need to look at how they're deployed and how we can best leverage what's already out there. That's all this motion does.
Yeah, I just, I would hate to see, I use Miller's, because that's what I know and that's what I use. Mm-hmm. I would hate to see their business, their private business deteriorate. In other words, I like that they do my driveway in a timely manner. We can get the car out of the garage and we can get out and do what we need to do. I would hate to see them slow down by doing city roads. But I would imagine they're a smart business. They would adapt. They would purchase more. I wouldn't think blowers would be adequate for the street. You probably need plows in that situation. But, you know, I imagine private businesses would adapt as well and be happy to have the money. But shouldn't we be able to do it at ultimately cheaper? Because that's the argument we always hear is, you know, the city has the buying power and we'll hire more employees and we can do it better because we're not in it for profit and private businesses will be.
I think when you look at the services that are already out there, your best Goldilocks scenario is probably a point where the public sector and the private sector are working together. It keeps everybody honest. It keeps it competitive. We see that in the garbage contract that the city of Ottawa has. There two zones out of three in the city are privately contracted for garbage collection, and the city internal group has to compete to get the contract that they currently have for the downtown central area. Right there, we're working with private companies to deliver a public service, and it probably keeps the cost down. And in fact, I can tell you, out of all the municipalities around Ottawa, we have the lowest solid waste rate. And I think that's because we've tried to partner with the private sector and use our public resources. So again, when we're looking at snow clearing, I think there's an opportunity here that we should at least look at.
Well, it's also a hell of a lot easier to fire a private company and who doesn't do the job than it is get rid of public workers who are not doing their job. So, hey, I'm a capitalist. I'm open to this idea for sure. I think it's definitely worth looking into. And you're right, it's not unprecedented. So let's take a look. Just, David, make sure, you know, that my driveway still gets cleared early in the day. I'm a selfish man when you get down to it.
Bill, if it keeps you happy, I will call Miller's.
We're going to call Miller's too, actually, and see if they want to comment on this, if this is something they might be interested in doing. It'd be fascinating to hear the private business's view on it. I would think they'd look at it as an opportunity.
I hope they do.
Yeah. Thanks for your time, Counselor.
Thank you very much, Bill. Have a great day.
Counselor David Brown on the idea of maybe using some private snow clearing operations right now to help out the city. It's the Morning Rush. Good morning. I'm Bill Carroll.